This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. There's been a call for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to leave Congress because of a corruption indictment. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, a fellow Democrat, has demanded the immediate resignation of Senator Menendez. Murphy says the allegations in a corruption indictment are so serious that they compromise the senator's ability to serve. Menendez is charged with secretly aiding the authoritarian government of Egypt and trying to thwart the criminal prosecution of a friend in exchange for gold bars and cash. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Menendez is stepping down as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee until the matter has been resolved, but Schumer stopped short of calling for him to resign. In an email statement, Menendez accused prosecutors of misrepresenting the normal work of a congressional office and called the allegations baseless. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Secretary of State Antonin Blinken said on Friday that Iran's activities for nuclear program are, quote, profoundly destabilizing element during an address during the press on the sidelines of the 78th United General Assembly in New York City.
Iran's own activities in pursuing a nuclear program are a profoundly destabilizing element and one that risks the security of countries not only in the region, but well beyond it, which is why we're determined. President Biden's determined that Iran never acquire a nuclear weapon.
Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi said on Wednesday that Iran has no issue with the UN nuclear watchdog inspection of its nuclear sites days after Tehran barred multiple inspectors assigned to the country. Iran's move was a response to a call led by the United States, Britain, France, and Germany at the International Atomic Energy Agency Board of Governors early this month for Tehran to cooperate immediately with the agency on issues, including explaining uranium traces found at undeclared sites. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canada shared evidence that Indian government agents were potentially involved in the murder of a Sikh separatist leader in British Columbia with New Delhi weeks ago, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Friday.
Canada has shared the credible allegations that I talked about on Monday with India. We did that many weeks ago, and we hope that they engage with us so that we can get to the bottom of this very serious matter.
Ties between the two countries have plunged to their lowest point in years after Trudeau told Parliament Monday there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the assassination on Canadian soil. Russia says Ukraine has carried out a missile strike on the main headquarters of its Black Sea Fleet. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Images on social media showed large plumes of smoke over the building in Sebastopol Harbor in annexed Crimea. The Russian installed governor of Sebastopol hasn't offered any details, saying only that emergency services have been dispatched to the site of the strike. He warned Sebastopol residents that another attack is possible and urged them not to come to the city center. Ukraine has not immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. It comes a day after Russian missiles and artillery pounded cities across Ukraine, killing at least five people. I'm Charles de la Desma.
One of the 9/11 terrorism suspects being held at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp has been deemed unfit to stand trial because he was tortured by the U.S. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A military judge at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base has found accused 9/11 plotter Ramzi bin al-Shib incompetent and says a military medical panel found al-Shib's post-traumatic stress disorder and secondary psychosis can be linked to the torture he sustained in CIA custody. Defense attorney David Brock says al-Shib's solitary confinement and being forced to stand sleepless for days at a time left his client fearful. He says this ruling is the first time the U.S. government has acknowledged the CIA torture program did psychological harm. He wants PTSD treatment for his client, but the White House has refused. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An Israeli drone hit outposts in the Gaza Strip on Friday as violent protests persisted along the separation fence, while in a separate incident, troops shot dead a Palestinian fighter during a raid in the occupied West Bank. The military said the drone strikes targeted two military posts belonging to the Islamist group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, while a tank hit another post from which shots were fired on troops confronting protesters. According to the Israeli military, protesters have launched incendiary balloons into Israeli territory, starting fires in areas near the separation fence. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.